and welcome to this week's edition of the Three Beards Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Merrill. I'm joined by
the Australian-plated Fletcher Hutton.
And
Camille.
That was what now?
Camille? Yeah.
Okay. I think we've talked about you before, behind your back at the very least.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Talked about her on the show.
I know.
Last week.
Well, she wasn't here. That's behind her back.
I guess so.
Yeah. Talking shit.
Talking shit. Well,
that's like 90% of what we do. So, that's pretty much talking shit's the same damn thing.
Yeah.
This your first interview type situation?
Yeah. Not typically, my interviews are like emailed to me and I fill them out and send them back. So, this is different.
Is going to be so much worse, I guarantee you. I have high hopes for this. So, I have a question.
Yes.
Why the hell are you here? Why do you want to be associated with us?
Well, basically, I run a magazine called Black in Essence, and I focus a lot on local businesses and local artists and stuff. So, you know, I'd like to interview y'all sometime.
Oh, Lord. You say that now. Give us about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turn the tables. So do you want to get right into kind of the arguably the biggest news and the saddest news this week?
Yeah, the reason why I'm in my get up right now. Yeah.
Yeah,
I've got my Ghostbusters t-shirt on. It's so sad.
You want to say why?
Yeah, Harold Ramis is dead. Mm.
That shit sucks.
That shit sucks hard.
Yeah.
Ghostbusters is quite possibly one of my favorite movies of all time. Harold Ramis is one of the best comedic writers to come out of the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
You got Caddyshack. You got Ghostbusters 1 and 2, Groundhog's Day, Stripes. And him and Bill Murray were the dynamic comedy duo back in the day.
It's true.
And he's dead now. He's deader than hell.
He's very dead.
Dead as fuck.
Dead as fuck.
Some sort of like blood disease or something like that?
Yeah, it's a big long blood disease, but it's pretty much his immune system attacked his autonomic system and killed him.
That sounds terrible.
It's not nice. Yeah. No. Apparently it had it for a while. I wasn't aware of that, though.
So, for what, like 4 or 5 years? Something like that?
Yeah. I knew he had retired from acting, but I thought it was just because at the time he was 65.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Did not realize how much he directed. Knew he was an actor.
Yeah.
But
he acted, he directed. I mean, he co-wrote Ghostbusters, Caddyshack, and Stripes.
Yeah.
So, in fact, Groundhog's Day, he co-wrote Groundhog's Day. That was the movie that effectively ended his and Bill Murray's working career.
They weren't on good terms after that?
Not after that. Ramis wanted a very dark, very serious movie, and Bill Murray wanted a lighter, more comedic movie, the one that we got. So that one, they're both very big, I want it my way kind of guys.
Right.
And up until that point, they had seen everything together. Or seen eye to eye everything together. After that, not so much.
So because of Groundhog Day.
Because of Groundhog Day.
We didn't get Ghostbusters 3.
We still can.
How's that possible?
Well, arguably it's more plausible because Harold Ramis and Bill Murray were still at war, and now they're not.
Well, yeah, that's true, but wouldn't that be kind of disrespectful?
Just CGI him as a ghost.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They did it to Tupac.
Exactly, they did it to Tupac.
Hell yeah.
See? I want a Ramis hologram, by God.
Yeah.
So it's sad, but then again, he hadn't really done anything for the past decade or more.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm one of those people who's, yeah, great loss, but not recently great loss.
Oh. His life meant nothing in the end to you?
Well, no, it meant plenty. Like I said, Ghostbusters. No,
but I said it in the end, though.
In the end?
He hasn't done anything for a decade. Fuck him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shit!
See? Yeah, see? She gets it.
Yeah.
Now, I think the last thing I saw him in... God, I'm trying. He was a dean of admissions for something. I'm trying to remember what it was. He wound up getting high. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah, but no.
Kevin, you seem to be more broke up than any of us rest of us here about this.
Yeah.
So just look at it this way. He didn't die. Mm-hmm. He went on to do further research in the paranormal.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Fair enough.
Exactly.
Saw the, like some comic book type art floating around. It's like the three of them that are still alive, kind of waving to him.
Bateman, he's in ghost Spangler, form. And Winston.
Yeah. What's the little box device that they put the ghost in?
The Trapper.
The Trapper, that's just what they call it. Anyway, it was coming out. It was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I was like,
The saddest one I saw was like a watercolor painting that had Egon's proton pack in the foreground. In the background, you could barely see him. They're all blurred out. Was a figure holding hands with Slimer walking to the bright light. It's like, oh, Jesus, right in the feels.
Yeah.
The feels, man. Sad. Way to start the podcast out.
Now I'm all bummed out.
We went from her work to sadness. What are you trying to say here? Fucking A.
I got nothing.
Get your shit together, son.
Well, you know.
We're about to bring it up.
Things happen. Yeah. You know? But yeah, we definitely are about to bring it up. I think every time someone's died that we enjoyed, I think we started off the show like that.
Yeah, best foot in their ass, I guess.
Yeah. There was James Gandolfini, remember? I think he was the last one.
Yeah. Way to kill people, Kevin.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Drunk teen with flower pot over his head.
Fuck it, we're going to the next one.
This made my day.
Uses chainsaw to rob gas station and exposes butt during escape.
That sounds like something you would do in Saints Row.
Right.
I love everything about the story. I read it earlier this week. It was like perfect. It was like a fucking double rainbow on the internet.
But did he like actually take anything, or was he just like, oh, here's a chainsaw in my ass. Deuces.
I hope that's the way it went down. Deuces gone.
The story goes on, and this is from uprocks.com. A 19-year-old man was arrested in Queensland, Australia yesterday after going on a drunken late-night rampage.
You don't say.
I want what he has.
Stephen
Four Loko.
Stephen Frank Steele is accused of using a chainsaw to rob a gas station while wearing a flower pot over his head. Also, he showed his butt during the getaway.
Hell yeah.
And this was from the Queensland Times. It will be alleged the man who was wearing a flower pot over his head in an attempt to conceal his identity, entered the store about 4:30 a.m. on Monday. See, I wish that he was just wearing the flower pot because he was drunk, not as like a mask.
Well, either way, he's still a pothead.
Well, you never know. Oh.
Anyway, there were two staff members at the store on coffee. Or no, they were cleaning a coffee machine.
On coffee.
On coffee.
I was going to say on a coffee break, but Jesus. They were cleaning a coffee machine.
They were rolling that coffee doobies.
Wielding a chainsaw, which was running at the time, the man lunged at the store attendants who retreated into a back room. No shit. Police alleged the man then used the chainsaw to damage a window and several display racks in the shop before exposing his buttocks to the store attendants. He is accused of damaging a parked vehicle upon fleeing the
Jesus
scene.
Christ.
So I don't think
he didn't take shit.
I don't think he took anything. I think he just wanted to attack things with a chainsaw with a flower pot on his head.
Saints Row.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Two, I kind of want to do this now. He's inspired me to be a copycat.
Don't do that.
No, come on. No. Apparently I'm going to get it's already been done before. I got to find something else.
Yeah, maybe like instead of a chainsaw, like find something more interesting.
I need a rubber duck, a pitchfork, some garden hose, and a glove.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do this. But
it can't be a convenience store either.
I'll do it to a bank. I'm going to go all upscale.
Then you can actually take shit.
Exactly. Mm. But no, if I take shit, then it's a robbery instead of just what is probably a bet gone horribly awry.
Maybe.
I honestly sat down and thought about this, what the fuck went through the head. And it's got to be
alcohol.
Well,
lots of alcohol.
Lots of alcohol.
It has to be more than alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Homie's on something.
I get the one, it's Australia, so there's not much you can do that's not trying to kill you.
Well, he could just be crazy, too.
He might have went on some shaman shit and then decided just to fuck some stuff up.
Fuck consumerism?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. My brain won't wrap around this completely.
It has to be a mixture of drugs and alcohol. PCP blunts and logos.
Exactly. That's got to be it. Because, I mean, one of these things I can understand, if it was just the pot, if it was just the chainsaw, if it was just the mooning, I could get my head around it.
Yeah.
But it's all of them together, and my brain's like, the fuck, dude? And it has got to be one of the best freaking headlines I've ever read in my life.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was an Onion story at first. Right. When I saw it on Tumblr, and then I was like, oh, wait.
It doesn't seem like real life. Then it just turns out to be Australian life.
Yeah.
Well, they do everything backwards together, so it could be just another normal day. I mean, you know, wearing a pot on your head could just be the douchebag equivalent of a, you know, back-turned ball cap here. You never know. It's another culture. I'm not going to judge.
Okay.
You're judging me, judgy bastard.
Judging you, yes.
Fucking A, potheads.
This next one I left it. Yeah.
Hey.
No, I'm not. No, like I said, woo. But that he's a literal fucking pothead.
Literal pothead.
Flower pothead.
So anyone who knows me in real life,
or
has been listening to the show for a while, knows I love it. Love it when stories come out showing government inefficiency.
Yes. Fuck the NSA.
All right. be it on a larger federal level or a smaller local level, I love it when we see just how stupid they can be. And this is from the Dallas News. Police investigating an assault find an apartment empty after hours-long standoff. Hours. And if you read, it says, after a nearly six-hour standoff, Dallas police did not locate any suspects in an Oak Cliff apartment complex. Officers were called to the Holiday Apartments near 8th and North Ewing early Friday after a woman reported being assaulted. Anyway, pretty much after about 6 hours go by, they realize there's no one here.
Yeah.
Long story short.
I wonder if the guy was originally in there and then left, or if there's like a donut shop next door.
Good one.
Yeah, thank you.
Knee slapper.
I try every once in a while. Every once in a while, I'm funny. Because there's a lot of fucking cops in that picture. I know you're on the other side of the table, so you can't see it.
But oh, no, I've seen it.
You done seen it?
I done my research.
Ah, you're the first.
Yeah. She's not Robert.
Yeah, gotcha. Sorry. I didn't mean to insult you like that.
I don't even know who that is.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest up in that great movie theater in the sky watching The Lone Ranger with his mom.
Infinitely.
It's a long story. Okay. Yeah. But it all comes together to that moment.
You should know, since you should be listening to us.
Every episode. Available on iTunes and 336cast.com.
It's my favorite part
That's
of the
how
story.
Plugs work.
Exactly. We just kind of throw them in there all slapdash.
Yep.
My favorite part of the story, though, is when they pleaded with the police pleaded with the empty apartment to do the right thing and just come on out.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck. I wonder if they got like some serious SWAT guys in on this, or if this was just like, you know.
I hope so. I hope
Chief
they called
Wiggum.
In the works. I really do. Now, this photo that you were talking about, is this outside of the complex?
As far as I know, that's outside of the complex. And that is a lot of goddamn cars.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 that I can see.
14 cops.
So.
That's a lot of goddamn cop cars.
Yeah.
Taxpayers' money.
Exactly. You paid for this.
Yeah, exactly.
I paid for this. Well. Kevin paid for this.
If we lived in Dallas.
Dallas
paid for it. Again,
I get the sentiment. I get the understand.
What I'm more surprised about, though, is considering this is Dallas, that about a half a dozen random Bubbas didn't show up from some random militia.
Bubba militia.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah, go catch this guy.
Hell yeah, we're going to get some of them damn foreigners down there holed up in that truck. I can say that. I've got people that live down there. Y'all are racist.
I'm from Denton. Does that count?
That makes you extra racist.
Thanks. Yes.
It's Denton.
Moving on.
It's Denton. There's a little clan
right.
in Denton.
We don't have any listeners in Denton. There's like five people there.
Good.
I was just there like four months ago.
Why?
A camping trip for school.
Camping trip.
For a backpacking
camping
class.
Camping in Denton. Yeah. Yeah. Denton.
At the URE Trail.
C-A-M-P-I-N. Camping.
There's like there's the gas station. There's a Bojangles. And that's about it,
yep,
right?
Yep.
There's like one stoplight.
They got a Dollar General too.
And then the Klan.
Yeah, and the Klan.
Yes.
Though, I'll give Denton some credit.
Why?
They're not Silver Valley.
Oh, God, that's worse. Yeah. See, that's where all my family's from, like, out there.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I don't live out there anymore. I just want to throw that out
there. Just want that out there real fucking
you managed
quick.
To get
I
away.
Ran away.
You got the hell on out of there.
Exactly.
That's what I did to Thomasville. I got the fuck up on out of there.
Exactly.
Is Thomasville that bad, though?
Yes.
I mean, I know they're broke.
Yes. No, yeah. Thomasville is terrible.
Okay.
It's slowly
school there.
It's not so slowly becoming one giant ghetto.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like all the people who are too afraid to live down in Denton are moving to Thomasville.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty funny.
Walmart's the landmark of Thomasville.
There are people who literally spend every Friday and Saturday night hanging out in the Walmart parking lot.
Yes.
Because it's the only thing to do. These are the same people that about shit themselves when Denny's opened up because, oh my God, it's 24 hours.
There's only one thing to do in Lexington. It's fucking Walmart.
Yeah.
You fuck Walmart?
Yes.
Not going to judge, but damn, dude.
But
hot dog in a hallway.
No, that's like Saturday nights or whatever. Like Gray and I normally at least always take a lap. It's really? Pretty bad. But you normally run into people.
Well, yeah.
Social hour at the Walmart.
Social hour at the Walmart, yeah.
Do you get all dolled up and get your hair did and stuff?
They do have a little hairdo place right next to your bank. You can do everything at Walmart now.
Yeah, you can bank.
You can get your McDonald's.
Monopoly.
I'm still mad at McDonald's, goddammit. It took out my dollar millionaire stuff.
You want to say it one more time?
No.
I've said it once.
I did it once, by God, and I'm done. Dollar millionaire. It's stupid. It doesn't exist anymore. I'm not saying it. It's a moot point.
McDonald's is disgusting. Like, why you do that?
Because it's cheap.
Because you're cheap.
And I'm broke.
And low self-esteem.
But you can eat stuff cheap that's not McDonald's, like pizza.
But when you hate yourself like we do.
Fuck you. I love myself. I'm awesome.
Pizza I'm just assuming. Makes everything better.
Yeah. Yeah. Eat enough pizza. But again, when you've only got like $4 cash, there you go.
Morosi's and High Point advertisement. Whoop.
Rosie's?
No, Morosi's, like right by the Palladium.
Oh, okay.
You can get two big ass like slices of pizza and a drink for like $5, I think, something like that.
Oh, shit.
But it's like the size of like my, like bigger than my head.
Well, you're not very tall though, so.
Okay, well, it's almost as big as Chad's head.
He's taller.
Yeah.
Okay. Chad's the guy in the background y'all can't hear, by the way.
Trapbo Chad. Yeah. Twitter at Trapbo Chad. That's my plug.
That's a plug. You're getting the hang of this.
You ever been to the Japanese place over by the Palladium, Yamato?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's pretty good.
Sushi.
I just had it for the first time like...
Ah, fuck sushi.
2 weeks ago?
I only eat vegetable sushi. I don't eat fish. That shit's gross.
Are you a vegetarian?
No, not anymore. I was actually raised vegan my whole entire life.
I'm sorry.
And I had my first like anything processed when I was like 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, I eat meat, but... small amounts.
I don't do anything in small amounts. You could tell by looking at me. Yeah. I seriously thought I was gonna have to make fun of you there. You dodged a bullet. Veganism. Veganism or just
I mean it wasn't like militant vegan. It's just everything I ate came out of my backyard.
I'm not touching that.
Just imagine like dried up like leaves and acorns and stuff you find in the backyard.
I found a cat, goddammit.
No, like a farm, like a small farm in our backyard. Like I lived with my grandparents.
Oh, that's right. It's Denton. I forgot. Yeah. So there's nothing else to do down there.
There's more context there.
Yeah.
Okay. It was a farm. Okay.
One of those things you got to explain or we're going to just run. Because
like
this.
I just immediately like picture my backyard and it's like crumpled up leaves and acorns and a cat.
We till our whole like backyard and had our like fruits and vegetables and you know soybeans and stuff and my granny made everything that I ever ate.
Oh, I can get behind that. My parents had the garden growing up in Thomasville. I didn't know you could buy cookies until I actually got to school.
Yeah,
so that's a little bit of Fletch trivia there.
You're just
I can't
not
talk
on your
with
game
this
tonight.
Shit tonight. No, I haven't slept in 48 hours. Fuck you.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Why you do
so
that?
So if I poke you.
No, I just can't sleep.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, insomnia.
I know how that feels though.
Yeah.
Thought if you poked someone, they blew up if they hadn't slept in 48 hours.
No, they're going to break your finger.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that predator up there.
No.
There is a predator up there. I forgot about that thing.
You're the one with the outline there.
No, that's true. It's true. Did we say all that we had to say about police shouting out orders to an empty building?
Yeah.
Other than that, this is like the beginning to a very bad horror movie.
Yeah. Or like those stupid like two-sentence horror stories.
Hey.
Chad was like reading those to me, and I was like, what?
Well, one of my favorite horror stories is Two Sentences Long.
What is it?
The last man in the world is sitting on the edge of a bed. There's a knock on the door.
Ooh.
I love that one. And it's two sentences long.
It's not scary, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. He's the last man in the world, and there's a knock on the door.
How can there, if
I guess
he's the
I'm
last,
weird.
If he's the last man in the world, how can there be someone knocking on this door?
What if it was like a raccoon trying to get in his house?
But there's a difference.
Or a squirrel trying to get in his walls. No, dude, I did pest control. I know what that sounds like. It sounds like some knocking shit when they're up in your
That's
walls.
It's a very polite squirrel then. You did pest control?
Yeah.
You're 4'5".
Yeah,
I'm 5'3", actually.
Let's skip the modeling and let's talk about the pest control. So, what got you into pest control?
The mental image I'm getting here is fucking weird as hell.
It was a family business.
Okay.
My mom ran it, and, you know, I worked for my mom for a little while. I also worked for the Mosquito Authority of Charlotte.
The Mosquito Authority?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one in, like, I think there's one around here now. But yeah, when I worked for my mom, I'd get underneath the crawl spaces and I would do termite like stuff and kill spiders and ants and spray the house and do all that shit, you know.
I'm learning so much tonight. Jesus Christ.
But yeah.
How long did you do that?
It was my first job, so like.
She's like, I still do it on the side.
I mean, I could.
I noticed you guys have a problem here.
No. But when I was 15 until I was about like 18 years old, I did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
My first job.
I'm picturing Dell's dead bug the whole damn time. So.
Basically.
My first job was working in a comic shop, and, well.
Yeah, you really fucked that up.
We don't know how that story ends.
With a fire, a tub of lube, and a baby.
You know, I've been doing this since I was like. 14, 15?
Yeah. Fuck you, man. I've been pharmacy
Passion
for 10
is
years.
I guess.
Yeah. Woo, passion.
So y'all have a bat cave?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
Word.
He's dick.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's for those of you who have never visited the shop, they actually have bat poles.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Straight out of the 1966 Batman series.
Woo.
How do you think they make rent?
Yes.
On the poles.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Do what you got to do, shawty.
Yeah.
Shake that ass.
Oh, he can twerk like a champ. It's terrifying, but by God, he's good at it.
He likes it.
I gouged out my eyes last time. I had to get a new pair.
It's even better when Jeff's here to join in.
He didn't get a new one.
Oh.
See, Jeff the asshole. Never mind. I'm going to tell that story offline.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. But it's funny. It's an inside joke. Because that's what the internet loves is inside jokes. They have nothing. They know nothing about.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Jeff's a guy that's been on the show quite a few times. He's like Fletcher's best friend.
Yeah.
Which, I gotta ask, since we're getting back to our guest here.
Yes.
Do you listen to us?
I've listened to a couple of episodes. Yeah, I'm busy.
Because you were our 150th follower. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Fletcher likes to think that we don't have listeners.
Well, I've listened to a few episodes. I can't say I've listened to every single one of them.
Yeah.
But I listen to it, like, when it pops up on my newsfeed, I'll play it for a little bit, so, yeah.
Well, how did you find out about us?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Yeah.
That's right. What's your promotion done for us?
I've got Jeff here.
Ooh.
Touche.
Boosh. That's right. So, your motto, how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing it since I was legally able to, so 18 years old. I did do beauty pageants and stuff for Belk as a child model growing up and stuff, but...
I didn't know you can't do modeling before 18.
Well, what I do,
yeah.
Can't do it. I mean, that'd be child pornography.
Really? Huh. But all your shoots aren't like that, though. I mean, there but are some where...
I mean, a majority of my shoots and, like, what I do is, like, artistic nude photography or artwork. I've been sculpted, painted, drawn. I've been in galleries and stuff, so...
Kevin's a little bit of a pervert, so you had to clear that up for him.
Whatever.
I was hoping she was doing it when she was 12.
I was doing, like, child modeling, I think from age 6 to 8 years old. I remember right. So, I mean, I've done stuff like that. I still do clothing modeling and stuff when I find the sponsors and everything. It just depends on my mood and who I'm working with, what I'm getting paid, and, you know, this is a whole business within itself.
I mean, it is actually a very big business. It's not as easy as most people think it is.
No, it's not easy at all.
It's got to be highly competitive.
Oh, yeah. Like, you have to constantly, like, try to do the next, like, awesome, like, shot. Yeah. The thing that's going to pull someone's eyes. Oh, I have to get closer.
You have to get
closer.
You can't move back. We can't hear you.
Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, no, you just have to always be on your toes.
Yeah.
Constantly have to look at what other people are doing and try to make something better. I do a lot of emotive pieces, so you have to be different.
Like an emotive? What exactly is an emotive piece?
Well, I have like a series I'm doing right now called Disorder. I've done 2 installments of it so far. One's called Depression and the other one Anxiety. And it's basically, like, depression. I'm, like, in a bathtub in the starting of the set, and there's this purple cloth. And eventually the purple cloth's, like, all over me. And, like, I'm trying to, like, escape it. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, I heard. I gotcha.
Yeah. And then Anxiety, it's, like, really white. And I have this white cloth over me, and, like, you can see my face and, like, my body and stuff. And it's just, I don't know, it represents how stuff can, like, grab a hold of you. And you just got to get away from it.
And that's you tend to gravitate more towards things with meaning behind them.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be, you know, a runway model. I don't want to model fashion. There's all different types of models. There's not just, oh, she's a model, so she does runway and print and all this shit. You know, there's artistic models and stuff, too.
So, I mean, that's what most people think of. When you say model, they think of, you know, just a runway with, like, Lady Gaga kind of deal.
I can't do this. Episode 34, last episode, when we gave her a shout out, it was brought up by someone that she did like the whole runway thing.
I'm not a like real model. There's no such thing as a real model.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of bitches out there working with guys with cameras that don't know what the fuck they're doing. And
we brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not one of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I did mention last week that it's not like you're just taking like your cell phone and you're going up to like a dirty mirror.
And putting and
like,
my ass out like,
hashtag
hi.
Model.
Yeah, yeah. No duck face.
Yeah, no duck face.
Not even ironically.
Yeah.
Really? No duck face ever?
No. That's stupid. There's a difference between having a nice pout and full lips versus being like...
Give me I got to delete all my photos.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. He's queen of the duck face over here.
Oh, yeah.
So you actually have an agency you go through?
No, I'm completely independent. I choose to be that way. I worked with 2 agencies over the summer. Mm-hmm. I'll just keep those names private because I wasn't exactly happy with the outcome. I did get to travel, though, which was cool. But, you know, I can basically book myself and do everything myself, so why not keep all my money?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got to support money. I'm a big supporter of money. I like money.
Who doesn't?
Kevin.
Oh.
Love money. Especially real money.
Exactly.
So I guess basically how does it work? Like to get a job? How do you reach out to people?
I use Model Mayhem. Plus I have a lot of connections. Most of my connections though are in Atlanta. That's where I'm most popular, I've seen. Basically like Model Mayhem, they'll have casting calls and you read it, and if it's something that, you know, intrigues you, you say, hey, look over my port, tell me what you think. Or there's a lot of like photographer model meetup groups where you can schedule shoots. People can find me, you know, through my social media and hit me up and say, hey, really would like to shoot you sometime if you're in this area. So basically just all networking.
Right.
That's not easy in itself. It's you actually got to go out there and talk.
Yeah,
talk.
It's basically like you're a businesswoman. You just like promote yourself. I am my business. Mm-hmm. Like, you always have to be on point, you know, in front of everybody because you don't know who's watching.
Yeah, no real introverts in the modeling business, I guess.
Yeah. So.
And so you said you mentioned you travel.
Yeah.
Where all have you traveled to for your modeling?
Oh, let's see. I started out in Charlotte, and then I went to New York for a little while. Then went to Atlanta, different parts of Florida, so all over Florida. Then I went to Vegas and Long Beach, California, LA, stuff like that. So,
oh, very cool.
And that's nice. What I did last year. So.
I mean, I'm probably showing my ignorance here because I don't know much about your profession.
Yeah.
What the hell modeling is in Florida?
I mean, you can. There's
we
a
hear
lot
some
of,
strange things about.
Yeah, because half of our weird shit stories come out of Florida. Yeah.
Well, basically, it's like if you want to, you know, have like a nice looking beach, like in Miami, for example, a lot of nice, like off the grid kind of locations.
You mean Myrtle's Beach isn't good enough?
Fuck that place. That's like that's like a trashy cesspool of redneckness. I do not want to go into. Yeah.
I'm going there later on this year.
It's like Silver Valley, but
yeah,
with water.
But yeah, basically yeah. The beach.
But here's the thing, cheap alcohol.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you can get cheap alcohol in Miami too.
Yeah, but I can't drive to Miami in a day.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I fly everywhere, so.
Amen. I love flying.
Yeah. Flying.
I fly. I fly out of state every year. So.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You don't have this. You don't have the problem with the seats I do though. So because they're very very narrow. And I'm not a narrow guy.
I hate being close to people, so I always try to get like the one that's like, oh yeah, I'll help you if the shit goes down, so you have extra room and like not nobody wants to sit there.
As a tall person talking to a short person, I hate you for that.
Why?
Because there's that extra leg room right
there.
Yeah,
exactly. That's why. So I can get far away from the people sitting next to me if there's anybody.
My knees are in my chest.
Request to sit in that seat.
I do, but some little short person... is there.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Did you mention New York and the places you've been?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, and this doesn't really have anything to do with the modeling as much as the alcohol. Have you noticed that, like, a glass of beer up there is like $8
have
in the city?
Have you noticed everything there is fucking expensive? And everybody there is fucking rude. Like, to me, at least.
Yeah, I've not
fit
like,
in
I'm
cabins.
Nice. Like, I say please and thank you. I hold the door for people. Yeah. And, like, I was doing that while I was up there. And I got the weirdest looks. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? Like, I'm like, okay, sorry. Can't help that I'm nice. So you just have to be a dick and overcharge people for everything.
That's Kevin. To a T.
I didn't have that same. Like, there are some assholes up there. But there's assholes everywhere, though.
Well, yeah, but that's a majority of them are there.
Maybe you didn't recognize them. Because that you thought they were just normal people.
I wonder if it's the accent, though. Because, okay, so what I do up there normally is we go up there for comic shows, and I'm there with my dad selling stuff. And as people come up to us, you know, they'll mention, you know, they can tell the dad's from down here, but they ask where I'm from.
Yeah.
They don't, I guess maybe my accent isn't very strong.
That might be because you do have a very
couldn't help
strong
but notice.
Southern accent.
Oh, yeah, I know I do.
But so I wonder if maybe that has a role in it, too?
Maybe, because everybody, like, hates people from the South, you know?
I've got family up in Michigan, and they make fun of me because of my accent. So that may be it.
It doesn't matter where I go. Even when I'm here, I get made fun of for mine, so.
Really?
Okay. It's really thick.
Sorry.
I'm not knocking you for it. I'm just saying it's really thick.
I can't help it.
It's the Denton in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
All right, folks. I found the line.
But, okay, so here's one of the more, I guess, controversial topics when it comes to modeling. I saw where one of your pages, you shared an article talking about modeling versus pornography.
Yeah.
And the more, I guess, kind of more risque type modeling versus straight up.
No, artistic nude modeling is the word you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You're right. For people who don't know the difference, what is the difference?
Okay, artistic nude modeling is like, hey, I'm naked. It's tasteful, though, you know, and not all art nudity. You know, you don't see, like, nipples or, like, genitals or anything. Most of the time, like, I do implant shots. There's rarity that you'll ever see, like, a fully naked picture of myself. and pornography is basically like, okay, let me sit in this chair, spread my legs, and... whoop, there it is, like, you know, and let me stick my tongue out and do duck face and look as fucking disgusting as possible.
Still hating on my Facebook pictures. I don't, Jesus. When did the duck face go out?
I'm more concerned about the spreading ones of you.
Yeah.
I would imagine
modelmayhem.com/Kevin.
Whatever.
I would imagine the South, that line is not very clear for most people.
Yeah, no, it's not. Like, you know, my photos on Facebook, even when I'm, you know, you see my stomach and my, like, chest, I guess, cleavage, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And
clavage.
Yeah, clavage. And
what's people, class?
You have to put your pinky out, too, when you say it. Like
yeah,
that.
And, like, they'll report my photo as nudity and pornography, and I'm like, what? Am I fucking something? Am I fucking myself? Can you see between my legs? Like, no.
That's interesting because we've had another guest on here before who goes by Father Scardo. Mm. And, excuse me. He's a guy up in New Jersey that I've known for a few years. And he has a few different music projects he does. And he posted a picture of him at one of his friend's weddings. And he was in his tux or whatever. But it was a downward angle on him.
Yeah.
And he was sitting on the toilet in his tuxedo with like pants down, but you couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
And it got reported. He had to take it down for Facebook. Now it's the cover of his next album.
Well, see,
but
every time my photos get reported, Facebook is always like, this isn't pornography. So thank you, Facebook, for not being an asshole.
Mm. Well, you see, Facebook doesn't have to be an asshole because the people on Facebook are assholes.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I've been called, you know, every name in the book for, you know, stuff that I do. And it's just like, you know, you can't find a picture of me somewhere doing anything inappropriate.
Right. No, I mean, we went through your photos because you were a model. We wanted to know exactly who the hell you were.
Yeah.
They're very tastefully done.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's nothing overly risque. You see more skin and more sexuality in Victoria's Secret ads.
Yeah, exactly.
In the Sunday circulars. It's really crazy.
People are afraid of their own human anatomy. And, you know, as humans, we have to get past that. Like, you know.
Let's see.
This shit just got deep.
I'm just saying.
No, but she's absolutely right.
Yeah. That's why I'm so passionate about what I do, because people are afraid of the human anatomy, you know. They're afraid of, I have the same thing everybody else has. Like, why should it be censored, you know?
Well, people are probably more afraid that, not so much afraid of that it is what it is, that it's a nipple, that it's an ass, that it's, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're afraid that, hey, they look better than me. And I don't like that.
There's probably a jealousy factor.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, that's why I don't have a lot of girlfriends, because, you know, oh, God, I am who I am. Or people treat me different, which is weird. I don't like that, but
bitches be tripping.
Yeah, exactly.
See, man, in the I'm trying to figure out. I are smart, I promise. Mm-hmm. I just don't articulate very well. I write much better. Because I can actually look back and go, oh, God, don't put that out there. And my brain-mouth filter is more like a sieve.
Yeah.
There is a, like I said, there's the big difference between pornography and nude modeling.
Yeah.
Where would you put Playboy in that? Because they've been blurring the line the last decade or two.
Yeah, no, the last few years, like, there's a competition I'm debating on doing called Miss Playboy Social. And it's a fully clothed photography contest. You get, you know, a get shot by a Playboy photographer, you get to go to the mansion and all that stupid shit. But, you know, Playboy has really blurred the lines. I would say, you know, older Playboy magazines, that was pornography, like, straight up.
Oh, straight up, yeah.
Like, you know, I've seen old ass issues and I'm like, ugh. But newer stuff, I mean, they have celebrities on the cover and they photoshop out their nipples and their other parts and just have, like, barely anything just hanging on them. So, I mean, it just depends. You know, you always have the centerfold girl. So, I guess it could be a mixture of both.
Well, especially when it comes to Playboy, I mean, there's certain expectations to meet. But even Hugh Hefner himself has been saying they've been trying to get more and more mainstream.
Yeah, they have been. I actually have a couple of friends of mine that have been in Hustler and Playboy both. I would say between Hustler and Playboy, Hustler's definitely more pornography than...
They got girls pissed in Hustler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to bring down the class, the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, they turn on the full waterworks.
Yeah, so I just think, I don't know, Playboy's an in-between. Yeah. I don't know what to put on it anymore.
See, I was actually going to specifically ask you that because that is one of the weird questions. Yeah. Is it more of an art or if it's just straight up pornography?
No, it's more pornography than art, but I would, you know, give it a little bit more credit than I would have, you know, 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I asked my question. Okay. I'm happy.
Let's move on from the porn. So
it's the first time in your life you've ever said that. And kudos to you for saying it with a straight face, sir.
Still no virus protection on this.
Yeah, speaking of which, he raw dogs internet.
Hell yeah.
Right?
You weird motherfuckers.
You don't want, like, Norton, like, hogging up all your CPU?
No, I didn't say Norton.
or
go to Microsoft Security
McAfee or whatever.
McAfee.
Yes.
Chad's computer's constantly like virus protection.
See,
blah, blah, blah.
It's
like
updated.
3 o'clock because in the fucking morning.
Well, that's why you turn it down.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He clicks the ad on the porn.
Oh, there you go.
Chad, don't click the ad on the porn.
Even Mr. Rawdog over here knows that.
I'm just kidding.
We can make fun of him because he can't respond right now. So ha.
Clicking the ad is like not pulling out when you're Rawdog.
Literally. Yeah. But you were going to get away from the porn now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And somehow we went way deeper.
Well, that was you and your Rawdog.
Okay. Anyway. So who are some of the photographers you work with?
That I work with?
This is just your free plug for them time.
Okay. Well, I'll do more of like my favorite photographers. Okay. I work with one in California named Hampus Alexander. He's from Sweden. He's in college right now for photography, but he is one of the best photographers I've ever worked with. Dark Stripe Media out of Atlanta, Chad Hess out of Atlanta, North Carolina. I've worked with Chris Cook a couple of times. He's a really talented photographer as well. I do like little mini like test shoots here and there with Rob Goldsmith. He's pretty good. Trying to think. I've shot with so many people. William Byrd, 85-bit photography. He's based out of Atlanta also. That's just a short list.
How do you figure out if you're going to work with these guys or not? Because I have to imagine there's got to be this risk of going into the situation being like, okay, this dude's just a creep.
So, that's why she brought her friend here. Forget your name. I'm sorry.
No, Chad. This is my boyfriend.
I know. I figure that's why you brought him in because you're going in with a couple of creeps.
Yeah. Y'all aren't creepy. Shut up. Okay. Anyway. So basically, like, I just kind of like say, hey, you know, I have a right to have an escort with me. Rule number one, if they're like, oh, no, you can't have an escort, well, fuck you.
I think I saw a post that you put online at one point asking if anyone was available.
Yeah, for an escort, because, I mean, I don't care if I've worked with you six or seven times, I'm still going to bring someone with me.
Bring someone with one of
it's
these.
It's the buddy system.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you have to look at their work and say, you know, will this help my portfolio? Do I really want to, you know, waste my time?
Right.
Are you paying me enough money? Like, it's just a bunch of the factors. Like, am I getting a creepy vibe off of you? Can you call me? Can I talk to you on the phone? No. Well, nah.
I would think that also, too, there's probably communication among models, right? Like, don't work with this guy.
Yeah.
Or this guy's cool.
Yeah. No, I do referencing if I'm working with someone completely new, you know, I'll go through his port and find the girl and be like, hey, you know, such and such asked me to shoot. How was your experience with him? What did you do?
Yeah.
You know, and if they tell me no, then I'm like,
And it's not always dudes, too. A lot of photographers are women as well, right?
I've honestly never worked with a female photographer.
Really?
Nope.
So are they out there?
You're completely wrong, Kevin.
They've got to be out there, though, right?
Actually, no. Wait, no. I fibbed a little bit. One of the first shoots I ever did, actually, was with a female photographer, but she was in school, so.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So they are out there.
Yeah, they're out there. No, there's plenty of female photographers out there, but I'm just saying me personally.
Yeah.
Male predominance.
Yeah.
Especially around these parts.
Which is weird.
These parts here.
Yeah.
Which is weird because, I mean, typically you associate the artistic side of the brain with females.
With the ladies.
Here. Some photographers, you know, they collaborate with females. You have hair, makeup artists, you know, stylists and stuff. Like, when I do, like, an actual, like, I'm getting paid, shoot, like, important, there's always a team of people, and they're all female. It's just the male for the photographer.
I'm not going to say that. Never mind. Go ahead. Oh, fuck it. Well, you got to have one guy there who knows what he's doing, so.
Oh, nah.
Shots fired.
No.
No, that was my bad taste joke. I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah.
I would imagine, you know, when you're going out and you're choosing your people, there's more than just, are they good? Are they bad? Will this help me? There's got to be am I comfortable with this person?
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, can I, you know, kind of give you an interview over the phone, you know, if you have, like, Google Hangouts, so I can actually see if you're a real person, like, always have someone with you. You know, the quality of the work, though, is the most important. Like, I don't care how much you're paying me. If your work looks like something that I could do when I was, like, 9 years old, I'm not going to work with you.
Right.
Because so they show up with a, you know, a Nokia disposable, it's not going to be a happy day.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, you know, good work, even though you're not getting paid a lot for it, it still goes into your portfolio.
Oh, no, exactly.
And can help attract better paying work.
Oh, no, definitely. I do a lot of trade work. Like, I'm not predominantly like, oh, give me all of your money. Mm. Like, but, you know, I can't pay my bills with exposure.
if you don't mind me asking, how do they make money off of your photos? What?
Well, one, it depends.
Where's that revenue coming from?
Basically, it's like, okay, can I submit this to a magazine?
Right.
Basically, number one. Number two, can I sell this photo online to, let's say, I did some stuff with a bakery, took some pictures with their cupcakes, like all like, ah, you know.
Stock photos.
Yeah, basically. You can do a bunch of stock photo work, which is a lot of stuff I did in Vegas with stock photo work. So, I mean, there's different stuff. Like, it just depends on what the photos are going to be used for.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So have you been, like, published to magazines, that sort of thing?
I'm still working on my first actual hard, copy, like, published. But, I mean, I've been published on, like, a bunch of online magazines.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I saw that you're involved with Black in Essence. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that, what that is?
I am the editor-in-chief, owner, lady bitch of Black in Essence.
The official title.
Yes.
Official Lady Bitch Incorporated.
Yeah, Colonel Bitch of Black in Essence. And basically what I do is I go to local music shows. I go to places like this. I go to like tattoo shops, artist type like venues and stuff. And basically try to find the best of the best of what is around here.
Right.
So everybody has their own spotlight. Like I can interview you and you never know who's going to look at my magazine. It could be someone, you know, in California. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh shit, this person sounds really good. I'm going to go check out their music. Oh my God, they're so awesome. So let me hook them up with a deal or something, you know?
Right.
Because I feel like the industry these days, it's just getting too cookie cutter. I look at a bunch of online magazines. It's the same thing. Girl with a big ass, big titties up against a white wall in a squat position, duck face, hair like kind of up in her hands, you know, and
I'm still working on deleting all my photos.
it's a big folder.
Yeah. And like, it's just the same in every magazine. Like, okay, look at this girl with a big ass. Like, you know, there's more than girls with big asses that need to be interviewed.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I went through an online magazine website called HP Mag. Probably 75% of the magazines I saw on that website were like that.
Yeah.
Under my title of like entertainment magazines.
Mm. Quote unquote. She did the air quotes for folks.
Because I think I'm more than just entertainment magazine. Yeah. But, you know, if you have a passion for what you do, you know, hit me up on Facebook, Black in Essence Magazine, and, you know, we'll get you an interview and a photo shoot and all that kind of stuff.
And we'll add the URL to that in this episode description as well. Yeah. So
very cool.
Yeah.
That sounds really, really, how long has this been around?
Well, I've been working on it probably for the past 6 months, but we got our first issue out in January.
Oh, cool.
Our next issue is probably going to come out in April. Okay. Because we're going to make it a big music issue. So we're trying to get all that together.
Very nice.
And is North Carolina people only?
Yeah. Okay. Local. I want it to be local talent to get everybody out there.
I love that. I got to support it. Yeah,
exactly. You have to support local, like, because it's like can stimulate the local economy too, you know.
Plus, the South really isn't well known for its
art.
Art, exactly.
Yeah, it's art in general.
Yeah.
And we've got some really talented artists down here.
Exactly. So. Like, it's not all about California or New York, you know. You have talented people everywhere. And like I said, anybody that's passionate works hard about what they want to do. And if it's artistic, you know, it should be shown.
Yeah.
Tell us about Camillitary.
I like the pun. I'm a big fan of the pun.
Okay, it's not a pun, and that's not what I call my fans.
You posted that on your Facebook.
Your girl can rap, okay?
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I've been waiting for this all episode.
Yeah, that is my rap alias.
Oh, is your rap alias?
Yeah, Camillitary, and this is Trap Boy Chad.
Okay.
He raps too.
I for the first time, I sit corrected.
Yeah. So yeah, if you have that song that I sent you, you can play it, so he can hear me.
We'll do it off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because they won't pick up from over there, and that'll be great dead air.
But we can, if you want, I could download it and add it to the episode later.
You should.
We'll end the episode with that.
That sounds good.
Cool. So you What song was it that you linked me to? You want to introduce it?
Yeah, it's called 7 Months Late. It's by Camille Terry and Trap Bo Chad.
Oh, okay. Is it about how Kevin was brought into the world?
No. The title is based off of at one time Chad wasn't my boyfriend, and we were supposed to make a song together about 7 or 8 months ago when we first hung out, and we ended up like going on a date instead, and then we've been together ever since. So we did that to kind of like, you know.
That's a... excuse the pun for being in a comic show, but that's an origin story you don't hear very often. We were supposed to record a song, and then we just kind of
started dating.
Kind of hit it off, yeah.
I don't know about you. That's pretty interesting. I met Pip, so yeah.
you were about to rap over
exactly.
a beat. And
but
then,
yeah, so since Chad was really passionate about his music and stuff, you know, I thought we could do a song together.
That's a really cool story, though. I do like that. It's not like, whoa, we had like the same English class in junior year, and it's something different. So.
Yeah. So that's why it's called 7 months Late, because we were supposed to do that like 7 months ago.
So you could be, it's either a really great origin story or a really good explanation of just how lazy people can be.
Yeah. Well, it was my laziness, because he'd be like, all right, let's make a song. And I'm like,
I noticed he shook his head. He was like, don't put me in with that.
No, Chad's not lazy. I was the one that was like, nah, not today, maybe tomorrow. Yeah.
Exactly.
For 7 months.
For 7 months.
You know what? Trust me, though, I know music projects get put on the back burner sometimes.
Well, I do a lot, you know. Mm. I model. I run a magazine, you know. I hustle. I do my thing.
Yeah.
She hustles. Again, 4'5" here, folks.
I'm not 4'5". I'm 5'3".
I like how nobody's caught on that. Each time I mention that, she's getting shorter and shorter. So
what was the last number?
4'3".
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So that's shorter than Danzig.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I'm taller than him.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
There are several Oompa Loompas that can kick him around.
Yeah, that's true. Lollipop Guild.
Exactly.
I'm not Oompa Loompa. Yams. That's pretty much it. That's his entire catalog.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have anything else?
Well, I think we pretty well covered it, man. You've been great.
You want to add anything that's not been mentioned?
I guess shout out to my mom, because I know she's probably gonna be listening to this.
Okay. I apologize to her mom.
No, my mommy's cool.
Okay.
She's cool as fuck. Okay. Like, she's down.
We don't have a great reputation with
moms.
No,
moms.
She liked the link that I posted earlier on Facebook about your podcast. So,
cool.
Yeah, my mom's cool. And then shout out to Chad, because that's my boyfriend and I love him very much.
Shout out, yo.
Would you like to come over to one of the mics and say something?
Come here.
Yeah, you actually exist and aren't from like Canada.
He's been very patient for the past 52 minutes.
Yeah. We're here together.
You're going to have to get closer.
Two of the three bearded men.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. The two surviving members.
Two surviving bearded men.
Yeah.
Just been in the background taking videos.
Yep.
I think you guys have a great show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us make fun of you.
Oh, no. I didn't even hear it.
Ah.
I was actually looking at that Sky Man. I'm really interested in that. I want to buy that before I leave.
Okay, we can make that happen.
Oh, he'll always sell you stuff. He's all about taking your money.
Yeah, that's cool.
The shop closes, but never really closes.
Yeah, that's cool. I never had a comic book before, so that'll be my first one.
Oh, your comic cherry.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool.
I'll warn you now. He doesn't stop.
Okay. You'll all right, cool.
Yeah, I'll expect to see you every Wednesday now.
All right.
Yeah. They do a nice subscription service, too. You tell them which ones to pull, they automatically pull and have it ready for you.
And it's a 10% discount, too. No membership fee, nothing. It's free.
Why you do that?
Why do we do that?
No. Why you do that to me? Now he's not going to hang out with me.
Oh.
That is a very bad stereotype.
No. Because you can read the comics, too.
Yeah.
But I'm reading my Christopher Hitchens books.
You can read normal books, though.
Oh, shut up. That is my hero.
Okay, all right.
You can read books and read comics.
But I can't multitask. I have to listen to one story at a time.
Wait, you listen.
No. I mean, like, read it, like, listen in my head when I'm reading it. Like, yeah. I only can do one story at a time. I can't read multiple books. If that makes me stupid, whatever.
No, it makes sense. When I'm actually going through a series, I have to read them back to back. I can't jump around.
Yeah,
I have to do either Game of Thrones or the Dresden Files or the Discworld series.
Yeah.
I can't just one book here, one book there.
Yeah.
But I can't do comics in that because it's not a continuous story.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So Christopher Hitchens, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I find that interesting.
He's one of my biggest influences, actually. I wanted to be a public speaker and a debater.
He was really good at speaking.
Dude, I'll give him that. That is my dude. Like, every time I did a speech in high school, I would just channel my inner Hitchens, and then I would just slay. Like, I would just slay so hard. I made a girl run out of the gym crying one time when I debated her.
I've done that to Fletcher a couple times in here.
So the sentence there literally goes, I channeled my inner Hitchens, and a girl ran out crying.
Last episode when we were talking property rights, like, just tears from this guy over here.
Of rage. He apparently thinks you should be able to ban gays from your store.
If it's a private establishment, and it doesn't make you a good person for doing it. Like, I wouldn't support that business personally, but it's their business. That's why they call it private property.
We went on for 3 days like
but
this.
But that's like, you know, white people at this water fountain, black people at this water fountain.
No, yes, it is. That's government institutionalized. Government can't discriminate.
But still, it's still fucked up. They shouldn't.
It is fucked up. I agree. But you have a right to be an asshole as long as you're not physically harming someone or their property.
I'm just sitting back and enjoying the chaos I have ensued here.
But that's true. That is true.
I'm no
but
disagreement.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
They just all need to drink the Kool-Aid already.
Okay, fine. But you still can't regulate that. And we have a ringtone.
Yeah!
Sorry, that was my alarm.
It was less than 30 seconds, so you're good.
Okay, yeah. Sweet.
Anything more than 30 seconds we have to pay for. Okay. And we're cheap bastards.
Oh, okay.
Cheap, cheap bearded bastards. No, you're looking at me. Fuck you. I've given you my $5. Promotions.
Mm.
Yeah.
Once,
yeah. So I think, yeah.
You want to go into plugs?
Yeah, we can go into plugs. Let's okay. Ladies first.
Okay. Well, my modeling name is Camille Marie. You can find me on Facebook.com/Camille Marie Modeling, Model Mayhem/Camille Marie Modeling, or you can just Google Camille Marie and it'll take you to all that stuff.
How do you spell your name?
KAMILLEMARIE.
You get a cookie.
Are you related to JFK? Different string of Kennedys.
Yeah. I knew exactly what you were going to ask me. But yeah, let's see what else. Look out for Black in Essence magazine coming out again in April. And you can, you know, Google search or Facebook search that. There are my plugs.
Cool. I guess that means I'm next.
Yep.
As always, the post sums, listen to us on 336cast.com.
Yes, he did it.
Blogspot.com/opposedthumbs, Facebook.com/opposedthumbs. We should have a new episode up this week unless my router decides to up and fully die, because it should be uploading now. Hopefully we'll be getting another one out coming up this week, mm-hmm. And that's my plugs this week.
Oh, yeah. Also, follow me on Instagram, Camizzle Fuxley.
Camizzle Fuxley.
Yeah, KAMIZZLEFUXLIE.
I would have had that 95% right in my head. Wow.
Camizzle Fuxley, Instagram.
Whoop. Yeah, threw me off with the X. I'm surprised I was able to spell that because I can't spell worth shit. Gavin, this is where we can take a break because this takes like half an hour.
Oh.
As always, remember to rate and review us on iTunes. We're listed as the Three Beers. Check out 336cast.com. I almost can't get it out. 336cast.com is where you can find the Three Beers. That's where you can find the 336cast. That's where you can find Name Redacted, Opposed Thumbs. And actually, very soon, we're going to have a guy named Matt Hecht, who was on the show like once during the live stream show with the hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. He's the guy wanted to kill me for disliking the Superman movie.
Yes.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. He will be joining the network hopefully pretty soon with his own podcast. I don't know what the name of it's going to be yet, but we do have that coming up. And tomorrow night, we will re-record the first episode of the Stormcrow Comic Cast with me and Ruben G. So...
cool.
And that's Woo! That will finally be on this weekend. I've been talking about this show for 5 months now, probably.
Yeah,
since 5 months.
Yeah,
late.
Something like that.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to.
You should come out with a rap song.
Actually, Ruben was talking about doing a rap thing. It's really weird that
there you go.
Up.
Rapping Ruben. It sounds like a very bad Arby sandwich.
I know, right? That's what I was about to say. Get off my brainwaves.
No, they're mine. It's but, my show, goddammit.
Ruben does like his like rap, though, for sure. Is there anything else? Anything up for it? Oh, like us on Facebook. Oh. Facebook.com/The Three Bears Podcast.
Send in your questions, comments.
Yeah, you can do that. Do all that on Facebook or email us at thethreebeards@gmail.com.
Yo.
Yeah, yo.
Thanks for listening, as always.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, thanks for coming
thanks on. Thanks for coming on. Yeah, hopefully we didn't scare you away.
Nah, shawty, I'll do this again.
Shawty. All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Trifo, man. I think my shawty go a lot harder than a lot of you fools. So I'm gonna get out the way and let her do her thing.
Push got a nigga feeling awesome.
Better believe me when I tell you my style is bold as it gets. Foul mouth Millie, no I don't roll no Phillies, bitch. But you know, I smoke mo' ho, is you joking? Mark ass tricky boyfriend trying to poke me. Fuck that dude, I'm laughing at your weak ass Monday, Tuesday, and through the rest of the week. Tell me why you flexing my G. Don't come around me with no weak shit. In my swisher is 3 G's of that purple tree. I'm rolling my shit quick. No need for competition, you can't roll like this. Incredibly folding my gold. Flick a bit, then I'm off. I can face a whole button, bitch, I will not cough.
Yes, sir. Okay, it's back to the basics. You ain't lighting my spaceship if you a swine. 5-0 if you a plain bitch. I ain't trying to find hoes, I just rock with my main bitch. Y'all spitting that fine flow, y'all just talking the same shit. But home on the real, I'm pushing my luck. Just know that all of the bucks you could bring me could never buy your trust. I walk around with some butt tuck, looking damp as fuck. I smoke a thick joint straight to the head, I bring stuff in hell to smoke. But you not cool with my folks, so I think you a joke. Never could beat me, I won't fold. I just smoke a little pimp and duck the pole and get the business. Better commitment for my ex and getting it. Lord, how many you with me? 20 days, I'ma get that back. If it was me, then you would throw that red. Keep it moving, I know that jet. Play the game for the golden man. 3 5s in a white truck. 11:30, get night cut. To my weed, I'm a fight cut. But I'm back on for the cash, but that
got a nigga feeling awful.
Yes, sir.